Hello, Viking Warriors. I am Johan the Viking Prepper, and today I want to talk about Bill C-71 and the warning. And they're coming for you and your firearms, so stay tuned. First, a little disclaimer. Now, what I'm talking about is not professional legal advice. You as the viewer need to understand and accurately interpret the Canadian Criminal Code, rules, and laws. So now we got the disclaimer out of the way, let's talk business. First, I want to talk about the importance of Bill C-71 that the Liberal government is pushing for and how this can affect the 2.2 million law-abiding firearms owners here in Canada. Now, the Conservatives have rallied against the bill, claiming it will impose harder, rougher regulations on lawful gun owners, hunters, and sports shooters. And while doing little to crack down on gang-related crime, largely carried out with illegal firearms sourced from the U.S., and basically rising crime rates has nothing to do with the hunting and sports shooting community. I personally think that we're heading towards a future of the only groups of society that would have firearms are the police, military, and criminals. The bill just got passed 2 days ago on May 28th this year, and it will shortly become law during June. And it looks like the Liberal politicians see the elections coming up in the fall as an opportunity to get votes by demonizing gun owners and blame public safety to push for a ban on certain firearms. Now, we don't know what the ban will look like. It could be just for semi-automatic centerfire firearms or handguns. It could be grandfathered in so that if you already own one, you can keep it until you die. But after that, it will get confiscated. So no one knows for sure, because the Liberals will leave the decision to the RCMP and the regular police force to determine what firearms should be prohibited or not. What we do know is that it will affect gun owners' authorization to transport, which is an ATT, where it seems that it will be up to each individual chief provincial fire officer, which is the CFO, to grant you an ATT. As it stands now, once you have an ATT from your CFO and it's approved on your license, you sort of have an automatic ATT. It's like an understanding and approval by your CFO to transport firearms between your home, the range, like a firearm store, the gunsmith, and when you're traveling abroad for, let's say, shooting competitions or gun shows. But the new bill, C-71, could mean that you still have an automatic ATT going to the range, but in all other circumstances, a separate ATT would be required. Now, I appreciate and respect the safety of the public and our laws, but the way I look at it, no criminal has ever applied for an ATT to carry out a gun crime. Also, in the C-71, by making the required background check basically limitless, a new applicant with, let's say, a one-time, or somebody that already have a license, so they will do another background check. Before, it used to be five year back in time, but now they can go back limitless. So let's say 15 or 20 years ago, you had a one-time old prescription to an antidepressant. You might be put under additional scrutiny or is just simply turned away. So you won't get a new license if you're a new applicant. And also they could take your license away from you if you already have a license. So how can you as a law-abiding firearm owner make a difference? Well, on our own, we can't do much as individuals, but what we can do is join clubs organizations, for instance, like the Canadian Coalition for Firearms Rights. It was started by Rob Giltaka about 3-4 years ago. For a $40 yearly membership, you'll help the organization to lobby for gun owners. And it will get you perks like a $5 million liability insurance group policy as well. And his organization They lobby, promote, and support common sense firearm legislation. It's an advocacy organization, and they have 4 full-time employees, and all they do all day is fight for Canadian gun owners' rights. And they work with media and politicians, and they're working hard on lobbying politicians and to educate the general public to somehow normalize the sport shooting. And I think the CCFR owner, Rob Giltaka, said it best, and that is that the general Canadian public that are not into shooting, they think the gun owners are ticking time bombs. And it's just a matter of time until we go crazy and start shooting people. But licensed gun owners do not represent a disproportionate risk to the public safety. If you think about it, we have about 250,000 people, 250,000 people die in Canada every year of a wide variety of reasons and causes. And on average, 160 people die from firearm-related homicides. So I looked up some data, and in comparison to firearm-related homicides in Canada, according to MAD, which is Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and the data that they had from 2014, there was 1,273 deaths resulted from crashes in which an individual was positive for alcohol and or drugs. So, and unless the government and the anti-gun types can prove that we are a risk to society, they should not get to ban or take our things away. I think it's important that we can have an honest, factional conversation so that the general public can be informed. For more information on what the rules and regulations are here in Canada, I highly recommend you check out the CCFR YouTube channel. And for instance, against the general public beliefs, we do not have open carry. We don't have concealed carry. We have magazine rounds limitations. There's no stand your ground laws in Canada like they have in the US. We are also very restricted in how we transport our firearms, how we store them, and the different types of firearms that we're allowed to own. Many of the laws make no sense. Like for instance, we're not allowed to bring a handgun out in the woods and target shoot, but we can bring a 50 caliber sniper rifle, and that's no problem. But of course, there's a 5-round restriction of the magazine. Makes no sense. And in general, there's 5-round restrictions for centerfire firearms, and there's a 10-round for rimfire and handguns. But you know, that only really affects the law abiding. I mean, do you think the criminals and the guys that are not following the law is gonna, ooh, you know, I better not keep this 16-round magazine in my gun? Makes no sense. But anyway, we have 3 categories to abide to, and they are non-restricted, restricted, and prohibited. Obviously, prohibited is only a select few that is grandfathered into owning specific firearms that used to be restricted, but are now prohibited. But that's very few gun owners in the great scheme of things. So just make sure you check your local and provincial laws before you do anything, because there are no warnings. There are no fines or tickets written. It's more serious than that. It's not worth getting a criminal charge, lose your gun license and your firearms because your firearm was not locked or transported properly. Now, I'm a huge advocate for realistic and common sense firearm regulations and the public safety, and our children's safety is number one. But let's hope that our sport will become more normalized and the politicians and the general public understand that the legit law-abiding gun owner is not a threat to them or their loved ones. Let's hope that common sense will prevail here. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. All right, well, I want you to join me and other Viking warriors as we together plan, prepare to prevail. Hit that subscribe button and the bell button next to it, and that way you get notified when I post new videos. And please leave a comment below with your own thoughts about firearms and the Bill C-71 and other tips and ideas around the subject. I'm interested to hear your thoughts. And let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, prepare and stay safe.